Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey, the podcast where we cover all the pop culture we love to hate, from the classic reality TV moments of the past and present to the latest Daily Mail headlines and everything in between. We'll dive into all the infamous and notorious messes you can't stop watching. I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor. I'm your host, Ryan Bailey.
London, Japan, and I'm straight off the block like a running back. Get it, man, I'm straight off the block. I could run it back, nigga, cause I'm straight with the rock. If you're feeling like a player, nigga, go push your shoulders off.
Folks, welcome to So Bad It's Good with Ryan Bailey. This is your buddy Ryan after a very, very long weekend spent very much online. How are we all doing? I got to go over the podcast schedule because I'm sure some of you guys might be a little confused with how much. Man, I thought I released a lot before, but I've got to release a lot of emotions. In fact, I was just listening to the beginning of the podcast, welcome to So Bad It's Good, da, 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 and at the very end, I'm like, I'm looking at you, Jax Taylor, because we talk about all the disgusting pop culture we love to hate. I've got to change that. I mean, do I have to change the narration at the beginning show intro to say, I'm looking at you, Tom Sandoval? Do I have to change the cover art for the podcast now? And by the way, I want to just go on record too, just right off the bat. Like, I feel this exact same way about Jax Taylor still. I feel the exact way about DJ James Kennedy. I feel the exact way about Tom Schwartz. These aren't good people. These aren't the people to take your cues from, especially when it comes to relationships. But they're good looking guys, right? They have that. And if you're good looking, that seems to be forgiven. You can forgive if they're good looking. Obviously, still working through some anger issues here myself. How the heck are you guys doing? If you're joining me and you you're not on Instagram and you're not on Twitter, and you're not on Daily Mail and you're not on Instagram, then listen, I'm going to walk you through what happened. But also, we've got an amazing show. I want to walk you through the release schedule and tell you why I did what I did. Because today we have Andrea Denver from Summer House. Yes, he's a back. He's amazing. That is my Andrea Denver imitation. And he is just the best dude. And he is just a bright ray of sunshine. And I am so happy to have him on today, especially so we can remember that there's good people out there. And you know what's great about Andrea? We talk about his relationship with his girlfriend, Lexi, and how he really does love her and how he had to, like, you know, he did the right thing in their relationship, and he got to a point where he knew he wanted to be in a committed relationship. Now, I say all these things now, knock on wood, please don't make me stupid one more time. I seem to be wrong about everybody, but I get such a great feeling from Andrea. You know what? I'm going to stop standing anybody in Bravo culture, but I really like this dude, and he's back tonight on Summer House, so you got to check it out. He is such a much-needed breath of fresh air in Summer House and in the Bravo universe right now at this moment, because what we're coming off of is we found out on Friday that Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix have split, because Tom Sandoval, these days, he cheated. He's been in a relationship, or what, you know, Raquel, Rachel, Rasnail, whatever you want to call her. They've been in, or they were cheating or something for a period of time. I'm sure a lot more details, confirmed details, will come out. Remember to always, that's the other thing I keep reminding people. It's fun to read Reddit, and it's fun to read Dumois, and it's, you know, some of it's like that Patrick dude is not fun, who's just making up rumors right and left. I just want to remind people once again, you can make up screenshots. You can do it really easily and really, you know, go by people's past reputations. That Patrick Summers kid did the exact same thing with Lisa Rinna and Kathy Hilton at the Aspen thing, which I yelled about at the time. This is the same shit. Just, I mean, think about it. Because basically what I'm referring to is he's saying that Tom also got another girl pregnant and then paid for her abortion. And he had all these screenshots to prove it. In Sunday's episode that I released, I reminded people you can fake all of that stuff. Also reminding people, and this is not standing up for Tom because he is a schmuck and I don't put anything past him. Tom doesn't really use his Instagram except to post shitty apologies and things to do with his band, but he's not active on social media. That's just the reality of that. So him putting things in writing on Instagram DMs isn't like him regardless. He's stupid in tons of other ways. That's just not one of them. Even though I know I saw it all over TikTok too, and I was trying to leave comments of like, guys, look into this shit before you post it. But I get the urge, and he's a really bad guy in terms of just the real stuff you can prove that he did, that we don't even need this other stuff. But anyways, he has had a relationship, I guess, with Bambi. And it's disappointing all the way around. If you're a lover of the show, maybe you're super thrilled and excited because it gives this show legs. But I've been thinking a lot about this so much since Friday because, you know, Ariana to me, and I think she comes off like this on the show, is just a really good person. I have the privilege to know her outside of that. I think that's another reason why I'm kind of like, whew. And of course, if you're a listener of this podcast, you know I've gone to bat for Tom Sandoval so much. I was just, somebody was pointing out Friday's episode that I did. I recorded Thursday night, which was a Vanderpump Rules episode 4 solo recap. And I was like, oh, Sandoval, I love him. And I would do a completely different podcast now. And that's why when Wednesday's episode comes out, it's going to be gloves off, man. This is going to completely pepper and shade every lens in which I view this show and him. So it is going to be darker and meaner probably for a little bit. Because I just think this dude is a number one schmuck territory. But what I was saying was that Ariana is a really good person on screen, and she's that same way off screen. So this is really devastating, not only for her, but all of her close friends around. I mean, just think about the life that they've built. They've built a real life. I can assure you that this was not a fake relationship, and I can assure you this is not a fake storyline. I know that's another tendency we have of like, oh, this is all fake for ratings. I wish people, I mean, sometimes people are this conniving and deceiving, but a lot of those people are just that way even on the show, regardless of planning. You can kind of see a lot of this with like the hubbub around Ariana and Tub right now, like who's like rushing to like, I don't know. It's weird, but regardless, what I kept thinking was, why is this so devastating for a lot of us? And I think it's because we feel that Ariana is a really good person, but I think also, because I was like, at the end of the day, he is no better than Jax Taylor now. This is just disgusting. This is like, you know, taking the worst shit where you eat, you know, where you work and where you eat. Well, I thought I was like not as angry, but I think I am still as angry about this. But the difference is, it was shocking with Jax. We kind of expected it because he was always the villain in a way. But the other thing, and this is no slam against Brittany, it really honestly isn't, is that we didn't root for Jax and Brittany as a couple the way we have rooted for Ariana. And I'll throw Tom in there because he was the other half of that relationship. But we saw a lot of special moments, whether it be her talking about her mental health and him there supporting her, whether it be his band, her always there supporting him. You know, there was this foundation, I thought, that showed on TV that was built on love and respect. Obviously, from one side of that, that was completely incorrect for one of those people. And I think that's the thing, is that at the end of the day, we were rooting, I think, for them and the life that they were trying to make for themselves. You know, he said, you know, we might not get married, but this house that we bought together is kind of like our marriage. Well, guess what, Tom? You suck at marriage then. You really do. You're really bad at it. So thank God you didn't. Thank God you didn't get married. Thank God you did not convince her to marry you, because that would have been awful. But you just have a house that you considered your marriage that you completely ruined. Well, believe me, we're going to get to Andrea, and he's going to make you laugh, and it's going to be so positive and happy. I'm just going to do a couple of more things about Vanderpump Rules, a couple news stories, and then we'll get to that. Remember, there's a timestamp. You can skip right to Andrea. But I just keep thinking, and there was paparazzi photos of Ariana today with a big bag of McDonald's and her flipping off the paparazzi camera. And I think she shouted, fuck you. And listen, if I didn't have a reason to like Ariana even more, a bag of McDonald's and a middle finger. Dream girl, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Tom, you fucking idiot. Raquel probably doesn't know even which finger is her middle finger. You know what I'm saying? Like, Raquel's like, what are these? Sandoval told me these are fingers. And by the way, you know what? I was complimenting her voice all season that she finally got into her voice. I'm back to the old Raquel voice. Tom, I love you, Sandoval. I can't even give a toast. What's up with that? Remember that when she was crying to DJ James Kennedy last season because she couldn't give a toast? But Tom was photographed by paparazzi with a horrible looking jacket. So horrible that I probably would own it. And with a cigarette. And he looked like he was smiling. He saw the paparazzi and it looked like this dude had a smile. And I just was like, dude. I mean, I think that really just even bothered me all over again, because there's still that part of me that wants to believe that this dude realizes what a fucking dork move he made, how he hurt somebody instead of being honest with her, how he really put a lot of his life in shambles, as well as his business partners and Schwartz and all that stuff, which I love that he was rushing out to apologize to them first. You fucking doofus. Sorry, I know this comes off so angry. I know. But he smiled. And I just thought, you know, if he knows just how much he messed up, maybe that's like some space for redemption. And like I said on the podcast today, I know that this is his life's not over, nor should it be. Bad things happen all the time. In fact, a lot of you guys have shared really horrible stories that have happened to you with cheating and breakups and stuff like that. And I've gone through that myself as well. But it doesn't take away. And I think the reason, you know, once again, I'll point out the reason I also am angry is just I was wrong. I don't like being wrong. This is one of the only avenues in life where I feel like I'm pretty on point with things. And I just haven't been on point. Like, I've been wrong about a handful of things. But the Tom one hurts the most because I just genuinely, and you can laugh all you want. I've been laughed at. People have laughed at me over DMs and all this stuff. I really did like him, really did believe in him, thought he was really special. I know that sounds super gay, and I don't think gay is a bad thing, but I know it just sounds like a schoolboy crush. But I really thought, you know, he really inspired me in ways of like doing these crazy big things that you don't expect from somebody in life and really committing to them, even though people make fun of you. And that really, that message resonated with me. All of this other shit does not. And now I feel like the narcissism completely seeps out, you know, and I don't find any of this admirable anymore. But that is a lesson that I'm learning. And it, you know, we can learn lessons from reality show. By the way, I've been writing, you know, what I would hope to be a book one day, and a lot of ideas. And this is a chapter. This is a chapter. This is and you might sound, you know, because all of this, what I do every day is wild. But I try to look at it through like a human lens, through an emotional lens, and through like looking at characters' motivations and things like that. So this is what I do. So I treat it really seriously, even, you know, this too seriously. Cause I also like to really be silly and have fun and make people laugh and make myself laugh. And I'm trying to find the humor in this, and it's just every which way seems like it's horrible. So anyways, the release schedule was crazy. So released that like 2 hour recap that released Thursday night at like midnight. Friday, all this shit broke. I got so many messages. I released like a 20-minute emergency episode. Then I did over on the Patreon, patreon.com/sobaditsgood. I released a live. I think we did like an hour and 40-minute live on Saturday afternoon. And I got to talk to a lot of you guys. You guys, the comment thread was like insane. It was on fire. And that was so crazy. Just so you know, though, we have a dollar option that's not supposed to be there, but it's just like, if you support me, throw a dollar. A lot of people think that give. So it's like the $5 level is where you get everything, because I do all the Summer House recaps over there now, and there's 300 other episodes. But if you do join, I'll be doing Summer House episode that comes out tonight. That'll be out on Tuesday there, but I'll be trying to do more lives over there as well. So if that's of interest to you, because I have a feeling I'm going to have to yell more about this, go on over there. But just try to skip that dollar level. I know it might confuse people, so I don't want to get any upset. Just want to let you know that right off the bat. So I did that, and then I woke up today at 10, or woke up earlier, but Dana Omari at IG Famous by Dana, who's been on the Pop Culture Roundup a lot, and I love her, she's great. She came on, and I thought we were going to talk about a bunch of entertainment stories, and we just ended up talking about the Vanderpump Rules stuff from top to bottom. And that was like an hour and 40 minutes there. And I was going to release that today, Monday, but then I was like, I finished up at 11:40, why not just release it? So I released it Sunday afternoon, because so many people were still talking about it and wanting to hear and listen and be part of a conversation. So that's why I released it earlier. And also I realized that it was not really a Pop Culture Roundup, because it was all Vanderpump Rules, but that really has been domineering my thoughts. And I got to tell you, I mean, I don't think this would have been a good weekend for it to ever happen, but pop culture to me kind of stopped this weekend in a lot of ways. There was a lot of little stories that I can bring up. Justin Bieber celebrated a birthday and he gave out a little tchotchke that looked like a silver lighter. And it said something to the effect of like, I'm so glad I didn't get what I thought I initially wanted. Which also, anything that this Bieber guy does and this Haley does, you can read as like a shade to Selena Gomez. And I just think, as stepping in as a childish adult myself, I just want to shout out Justin, Haley, if you're listening, Selena, if you're listening, I know you do. Guys, just stop. Tom and Aria, there's too much pain in the world. Let's just stop. Let's just say we're never going to be like, just stop. Haley, I think Justin loves you. Justin, Haley loves you. I'm glad you had that relationship with Selena. I hope you always have good memories from that. Selena, same with you. You're great. You're awesome. We're all awesome. I don't care who follows each other on Instagram. I really don't. Just stop with the... And Haley, it seems like you're a little snarky a lot in your Instagram videos, and that's probably because there's an insecurity that you are not a singer and an actor, but it seems like you do a lot of cool things too with your makeup and your social media, so you got your own thing, right? No, it's not your fault that your dad's Stephen Baldwin. Don't be upset about that, but like, just knock out the fucking petty shit in like TikTok videos. I'm not saying she deserved it. I'm just saying God's will is always right. Who cares about any of that shit? Let it go. You've got your dream man. I'm sure it's very difficult to actually be with him in reality, but at the end of the day, he's your dream man. You won. And Selena, you won in a completely different way, but everybody's winners here. You're all beautiful. You're all very, very pretty. Knock it off. Like, just knock it off. Okay. So I released that, and then I just didn't want to... I had Andrea's interview and I didn't want to tack into that Vanderpump Rules thing because I was like, dude, no, Andrea gets his own show. Andrea deserves this because it's good to have those people that just make you happy and make you smile. So I do want to read a couple of other things in regards to the Vanderpump Rules stuff that broke after I had already went to press with the podcast. This is all to be taken with a grain of salt. Remember, do not believe what I say, what you read, all that stuff until you see actual sources that aren't like sources say. When you get a name with the source is, then you can start believing those things. Okay, so this is from a Reddit account, Burger Sub Princess. Great name. So this person put together a list of verified tea, which I think that's like totally a verified tea. There's no verified tea. Just saying something with the word tea in it does not mean, it almost means it's not verified, but this person says it's verified tea. Says they've been on a full-blown affair since the summer. They would wear full disguises to go on dates, which is weird because it always looks like Sandoval is dressed in disguise regardless. Also, I do want to point out, a lot of people keep pointing that Raquel and Sandoval, or Sandoval dressed like Raquel for Halloween. I do want to tell you guys, that was a, like, I remember that, and I knew people that were over there. That was a complete joke to shade Katie, because Katie Maloney made fun of Raquel's outfit at BravoCon, which was the Tom Thom thing. So that wasn't even Tom's idea to dress like that, so... they could have had a full-blown affair, but that wasn't Tom going, I love you, Raquel. I don't want to defend Tom at all, but that was a joke, and it was a snarky get back at Katie in a way. Also, I talked about the lightning necklaces that they supposedly both have. Tom had that lightning necklace for a long time. He might have gotten one for Raquel, or Raquel might have bought one for herself. I mean, I'm sure it is a message to Sandoval, like, I love you, Sandoval. But, you know, Tom's is way bigger too. So, Ariana supposedly found, or she did find something on Tom's phone Wednesday night at Tom Tom. They immediately left. There was a dust up between Sheena and Raquel in New York after Watch What Happens Live. The camera crews are filming again. They went up on Friday. They were filming at Ariana and Tom's house, and I believe they were filming today as well. I think they're going to be filming some things this week as well. Now, this was said, it's confirmed, Tom and Raquel spent Christmas together in St. Louis. I know Tom is from St. Louis. I don't know if this is true. This sounds really fishy. So I can't confirm that. Tom and Raquel were together today. It's unclear if they were filming or not. That is true. Tom literally feels no remorse and is trying to play the victim. He is saying they've been having problems for years, and due to Ariana's depression, her grandmother, and then her dog, there was never a good time to end it. That's a gigantic fuck you on all those, Tom, if that this is true. But once again, this is just something that somebody wrote on Reddit. And I do want to remind people that anybody can write anything on Reddit. I hope this is not the case. If he has no remorse for this, then it's like American Psycho. Then it truly even is another example of how he is like Jax Taylor. It's sociopathic behavior. And especially for someone who was cheated on by, you know, like literally his ex-girlfriend, Kristen Doty, blew Jax while watching Drive in his shitty apartment while he slept in the other bedroom. Like, this shit is wild. And yes, Ariana did deal with all of those things. This is not the reason to not get out of a relationship with someone. And if it's something that you were interested in, if he was interested in getting out of a relationship with Ariana and all these things kept happening, doesn't mean you get into a full-blown relationship with somebody else. That does not mean that. Sorry. It's not like, oh, she's dealing with all of this, so I guess that's the green means go for having a full-blown relationship behind her back. Doesn't mean that. Their biggest concern is Coachella. They are both very upset that they can't go this year because they fear they'll get ostracized. They're planning to sell their tickets and go on a trip. I can't confirm the tickets and trip. I can confirm that they were going to Coachella, as everybody was, as a big group. I can confirm that he is very, I can't confirm because I don't, but I know he's really, if this is true, he's very bummed because that dude loves Coachella. I was with him there last year, and I do know they were all planning on going again this year, and there was a whole text thread about it, but you fucked that up for yourself, dude. And if Tom does end up going to Coachella, I'm not one for shouting down people, but stay away from that, dude. Apparently, everything that's been on Reddit so far is true in regards to the speculation and things everyone heard, including the post by Raquel's friend. I love this. Apparently, everything's true on Reddit. Throw that one entirely out. Now, the Dumois stuff is interesting as well, but it's hard because so many of Dumois stuff has proven to be false. A lot of it so true, but it's another one of those that you don't know the source that it's coming from, and Dumois fully admits that. Dumois posted this, "How can this get worse?" And there's a submission underneath that says, "This empty-headed supervillain confided in a friend who is about to drop some screenshots from December that are going to put the final nails in the coffin." So I'm assuming that would mean Raquel. This was another one Dumois posted today. Raquel fired her PR team yesterday, which not so coincidentally was the same as Tom Sandoval's PR. Her new team is already on the offensive, crafting a narrative that Raquel is also a victim in all of this. When she films with Sandoval later today, she's been advised and is planning to break things off with him. TBD if that happens. The plan is to then go after him for screen recording the FaceTime sex session without Raquel's consent, which was uncovered by Ariana on Sandoval's phone and led to the unraveling of events. They're planning to allege that Sandoval took advantage of Raquel while she was in the vulnerable moment in life, clouding her judgment, then recording intimate videos without her knowledge. She will then go on an apology tour, relaying that she's devastated by what has unfolded and for betraying one of her best friends, Ariana. At present, Raquel is not taking responsibility for her role in this affair. She's more concerned with correcting the record on the finger banging vid than taking accountability for the hurt she has caused. And just for the record, she didn't have these ideas nor plans to distance from Sandoval until her new PR relayed their strategy to try and save her image. Okay, so there's a lot of stuff there. Jared Lipscomb, who is very good friends with Ariana, and I love Jared, been on the show a couple of times, he said he can confirm the PR stuff. A lot of these people, though, just realize that a lot of reality stars, and especially Raquel, they're not rich. They don't get paid a lot for this yet. Tom and Ariana are in a little bit of a different boat because they've been there for so long. Their financial situation is a little different, but a lot of these people don't have PR people. I obviously do now believe that Raquel must be obsessed with some or all of the aspect of whatever low-grade fame this has brought her. But what a dummy to not have the foresight to think this through on any level, to realize how beloved Ariana is to the fandom and to, I just think, proves that I keep thinking she must be diabolical, but above all, the thing that I keep getting back to is that she just really, and I hate to say this, she must be an idiot. Like, she has to be an idiot. And I don't like, but man, like, to not take into account other people's feelings that are so close, like Ariana's like really taken her under her wing. Her other BFF, Sheena, did the same. And to not realize what a bad situation you would be putting these people in just so you could bone Tom Sandoval is wild. But anyways, if we're to believe this, that the PR has convinced her to break up with him on camera, I don't think you can break up with somebody that you're not officially going out with. I don't think this relationship should continue regardless. If it does, I don't like, listen, man, I guess I'm all for mess. I just hate that it's going to be at Ariana's expense. I think at the end of the day, who knows, Ariana might be of a bunch of different minds about this. And sadly, that I just think it'll further chip away at her distrust in dudes. And that she will eventually think this dude is a huge dork. And it looks like it turns out he is. I just don't know. I'm really curious what his story is going to be. I keep talking just because I'm hoping that something is going to come to me, that I'm going to understand this through talking to you guys. And I just don't think I'm going to, but that's fine. We have the rest of our lives to chat about the remainder of all of this, but these are toxic, toxic people. This is not real people. And I know this kind of shit happens to us as well, but let's try to go out of our way. Maybe starting this week is just try not to do the toxic thing. Try to set yourself up for success, but don't do it if you're going to completely destroy somebody else's life. I feel like you can do things the right way and still get success and still find love. And listen, we're all human. So, you know, we're destined to clash with each other and hopefully love each other even more than that. But hopefully we can learn from this, that this is not the right way to go about anything. And I am not in support of this relationship. I'm not in support of what was done. And I'm a Bravo fan, man. Like, I should be totally like, I should be so desensitized to this that I should not feel like, you should be able to throw a brick at me and I wouldn't feel it because of Bravo. And this got me. This got me. By the way, I was watching Real Housewives of Potomac reunion, the third and final part tonight. And it was good. It was fun. You know, it was fine. But I was like, Mia annoys me because she just is just a liar. And it's just so accepted. Robin, to me, just and it always comes off just so lazy. Karen has her faults, but she's just one of those people. It shows like kind of the Bravo fan in me where I'm like, yeah, she does a lot of things wrong, but I don't know. I love her. I love her. Giselle, annoying as hell. Annoying as hell, but she looks good doing it. I don't mean that as like a sexual thing, but just her faces are all funny. Chris, really angry. So angry that it kind of took away from his point. Because I think Giselle was in the wrong in regards to inviting Chris to the room. And like then her team wasn't there and she felt uncomfortable, but she told him this later. And it just made into a big thing. And I understood Chris's emotion with that. But I thought he was already in a power position where he did not have to get as angry with raising his voice as he did. But listen, I'm a dude. I've done that before sometimes too. And it just gets the best of you, but it is not the best look. So also, I recommend watching Watch What Happens Live because Karen and Larva Pippen was on there. And Michael Jordan's son, who's her new boyfriend, was in the audience. And that was a fun episode. But it was crazy watching the whole thing and then watching Andy question Robin about lying the whole season about the Juan relationship. I should have felt way more, but I was just thinking about Tom and Ariana the whole time. It's clouded my whole weekend is that I can't even enjoy these other shows that I love. Also, in Kardashian news, Kourtney Kardashian dyed her hair blonde. There you go. Big, big, big news over at Kardashian land. Big news. Chris Rock, his stand-up special Selective Outrage came out on Netflix. They aired it live on Saturday night, folks. Live. And I watched it. And I saw him in Vegas working on this material last April. He changed a lot of it. Not my favorite Chris Rock special, but Chris Rock is really good at what he does. I will always just remember watching Bring the Pain, the Chris Rock special that really solidified him as one of the best stand-ups of all time, in my opinion. This was nowhere near that. The Will Smith stuff was great, but it's at the very end. There's some real good bits. There's a great bit on the Kardashians and Meghan Markle that I thought was great. So I recommend it, but you know, it's hit or miss for me, but still one of the best to ever do it. The Will Smith stuff was good because you can just tell the anger he has because nobody wants to be slapped by another man on one of the biggest nights of the year at the Oscars, which, by the way, the Oscars are next Sunday. So get your DVRs ready. Are we excited about the Oscars? Do we care? Jimmy Kimmel is hosting. Rihanna will be playing her song nominated from Wakanda Forever, which I think is very interesting. Also, we had the Murdaugh, not the verdict. We knew he was guilty on Thursday, but Friday he got sentenced to 2 life sentences. So he will die in prison. They also shaved his head, which made him even look more like you thought they couldn't make Mr. Murdaugh look more weird. And then they did it. You're like, wow, you did it. You made this guy look even weirder, like more of a villain. But good, he deserves to go. He's very lucky that they do not have the death penalty, because he should have been very eligible for that. The judge that presided over that trial, you guys, he gave a really, I recommend going and listening to the sentencing hearing from Friday, because what he said, some of it was just dead on, just beautiful. Like, really, not, I don't know, poetic, but there was like a, there was a narrative quality to how he was speaking, which just is like, Murdaugh, what did you say? There's a tangled web we weave, because that's what Alex said when he took the stand. And he was like, well, I meant, he's like, and he extrapolated from that, and he talked about, you know, I know every night you will see your wife and your son who you have committed the crime of murder. They will come to you. I mean, it was really riveting. So that happened as well. I'm trying to think what else is coming up. I mean, we had 90 Day Fiancé tonight. But once again, I started watching that, and all I could think about was Vanderpump Rules. Also, Vanderpump Rules commercials were all over Bravo tonight. They're like, yeah, we're the network that got Vanderpump Rules. Also, Love or Life After Lockup. That's on Friday. I tried to watch that Friday night to take my mind off of Tom and Ariana, and it usually does it, and it did. I'm still able to laugh, but I will say Love After Lockup just ended a couple weeks ago, and it was one of my favorite seasons in a long time. But Life After Lockup, they've got a handful of couples in there that are really good, and then there's a handful that I do not care about at all, that I'm like, I do not need to hear Cookie or Puppy, or her name's Puppy. I don't need to hear Puppy's story anymore. I'm done. There's certain Love After Lockup couples you get behind, and I don't mean get behind in that you root for, but that you find extremely entertaining to watch. I told Jake from Reality Gaze, I said, please let me come on the show to talk about Love or Life After Lockup, because we don't really do it here, and I love that show. So I watched that. We had Candy Burris's SWV versus Escape. That show premiered tonight after Potomac. I did not get to check that out again, so that would probably be worth your time. We're coming up in a couple weeks on Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trips Thailand, finally. Also, Real Housewives of Miami had their season finale Thursday, and it was just a wall-to-wall great season, you guys. This is the way you do it. And I was talking with the production company, Purveyors of Pop, and I was just congratulating them, and they were so nice, but they just did it the right way. I thought this was just a way of highlighting these women, a lot of mess, but a lot of relationship and foundation in which all of these relationships were built on. And I think that's why it was so good. The colors, the music, I'm so amped up for the reunion. It's on Peacock, but I'm sure after that it'll start airing on proper Bravo pretty soon. But Peacock really is worth getting, I think, and I don't get paid to say that. I wish I did, but I don't. But it's really good. And then Ultimate Girls Trip will pick up after the Miami reunion is over. So there is so much good TV. Plus, in a couple weeks, we got Succession season 4 and Yellowjacket season 2. And that's it. I have tons of other news stories to do, but I'm going to pepper that through the week. The other thing I want to tell you guys, and I know a lot of people half listen to shows or my show or whatever, so I'll have to keep reminding you this week, but I recorded a bunch of episodes on Thursday before I found any of this out. In fact, my Tuesday episode, I think, is going to be Zachary Reality, who is best friends with Allie, DJ James Kennedy's current girlfriend. And we talk a lot about it, but we talked about it before any of this stuff happened. So there's going to be a couple episodes this week where I'm still saying amazing things about Tom Sandoval. So I'll try to break in and remind people that I'm wrong, and I'm okay with being wrong. Just so you know, I'm not an idiot. I'm not all of a sudden loving Tom, but I had recorded these episodes on Thursday. Also, I have a celebrity memoir book club. Those ladies who are amazing, they're on. I recorded that Friday morning before this broke. And I'm just like, why did I record? I never record this many episodes pre-record, but I just had the opportunity to talk to so many great people. And now I'm like, damn it, because all I want to talk about is this. So hopefully that's you guys as well. Okay, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we've got the man, the myth, the legend. He's back on Summer House, and he reveals in this episode this ain't going to be the only time you see him this season. He is our Italian stallion. I think he's more than just a pretty face, though. I think this is just an overall really good guy. He's got a tequila company now. He's got a clothing company now. He's got so many cool things, but he also just, I think, just brings a smile to all our faces. So, commercial right now, we come back, and we have Andrea Denver. You guys have the best week ever. Let's make this good to make up for all the bad this week. Thank you so much for being a listener of mine. If you're new, thank you so much for being here. And if you see fit, if you like the show, leave 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and I will talk to you guys on Tuesday. But I wanted to talk about our sponsor this week. This week, So Bad It's Good is sponsored by our friends over at BetterHelp. Let's see. They want you to talk about a time that I learned something new about myself and what that experience was for me and how that changed my life. And in regards to therapy, it is interesting. It's been my experiences with therapy is learning that I can have confidence in myself. If you listen to this podcast, you know I struggle with that. And it's one of those things that it was so ingrained into me at a young age. I don't necessarily know why, but it's that thing of spending the last decade trying to erase all of those feelings or understand them. And in therapy, it was really interesting to learn that, you know, these little things that you can do that kind of start chipping away at the lies that you potentially tell yourself when you're younger. And through that process, you can slowly build confidence. But the frustrating part that is it takes a long time. It feels like a glacial pace, but it's one of those things that I constantly have to work on. And I learned that in therapy. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing, right? The last 4 years for all of us have been such a growth experience because we were at a standstill for a couple years. And it was a real time where, you know, we should have been taking a hard, long look at ourselves, but everything was so wild in the world that maybe we didn't, you know, and it was like this weird stunting of our growths in some ways. So now coming out or trying to come out on the other side of this, you know, we continue the journey and trying to figure out who we are as people. Now, therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and your understanding of yourself, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way we do until we talk through things. So BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. This is something that has benefited me multiple occasions in my life. After I was separated, after I got divorced, it has helped me at different times in my life where I needed something. Like, you know how many, I've got self-confidence workbooks that I've been recommended from therapists where I actually had to do homework about building self-confidence. I know that might sound funny to some of you guys, but it actually really did help. It really helped go, this is a problem I'm working on. What are the steps to actually try to work on this problem? And are we seeing any improvement? And you can only notice that after a longer period of time. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just got to fill out the brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. So discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sobad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sobad. I'm going to put all of this information in the show notes as well. And listen, Tom and Tom, the Toms, Tom, if you're listening to this, I please use my product code. Please just go see somebody. It'll be on me. But I think now is the time to journey into self-discovery about why you guys act the way you do. I was just talking to my friend who's getting married in October, and there is so much to plan. You gotta do the food, you gotta do the food tasting, you gotta book the venue, talk about the DJ, and then not to mention all of the emotion that goes into this. And then all the while you're like, ooh, what would I do if I had a wedding? I've been a part of a lot of weddings over the years, and it's an incredibly stressful process. You go from this newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. So using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish, and it makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place.
from the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste that delicious cake. Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want with tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences. Every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Good. Today we have, this is an old friend of a show. I feel personally close with this person. I have been missing this person this season. With this show, they always say summer should be fun. And the last couple of episodes, I got to say it's summer should be sad until this man walked back into the summer house. This guy is a bright ray of shining light. I was watching this episode that he's in, and I swear to God, he came in and everybody in the house was smiling, laughing. I was smiling and laughing. And, you know, you could say he's a model and all that crap, but I think this dude is so much more than that. I was actually just on his clothing company, which we're going to talk about, his tequila, which we're going to talk about, and also his return to the summer house and what the heck he's doing in his life other than the summer house. Andrea Denver, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Ryan. It's such a pleasure to be back here. You know, we had so much fun last year. And thank you so much for all the compliments, because you said some really nice stuff about me and, you know, about my personality and more than just looks. And, you know, it means a lot. So thank you so much for your words.
I was praying that you were going to look horrible when you came on again. I was praying that you would gain 50 pounds. I was praying all this. And listen, you know, we just got to accept you're a good looking guy. But the thing is, I think that the thing that I've kind of pinpointed with you, though, is that it really is so much more than that. It's like you bring this energy to, like, I even bumped into you at BravoCon and you were smiling, laughing. Everybody was smiling and laughing with you. Have you always been that type of person that has this great energy, or do you go through depression? Yeah. Like, you just seem like
No. I mean, the only down moment that I probably had was like by the end of last summer, actually, I got to be honest with you. Other than that, I'm like that with everyone. I'm always being the goof of the group, like, you know, with my friends, and people don't expect that. So a lot of people just focus on the appearance. They think, oh, like this big guy, like, you know, it's kind of like douchebag sometimes. I got that before just for the appearance. But yeah. Then, you know, I'm like super open. Like, I just love to have fun, do a lot of pranks. Actually, growing up, I used to do way more pranks. Like, you know, I would do like a lot of fun stuff. So I just love meeting people, getting to know people. So I usually feel pretty comfortable with whoever I'm around with and trying to have the best time.
Well, I think the fallacy in reality television especially is that all we want is drama. All we want is fighting. And I really push back against that, because that's fun and all. But what I do really enjoy, too, is people having a good time and watching a party happen and getting people excited, you know?
I totally agree with you. I feel like there is this stigma about like reality TV about just being drama, which, you know, is one of my favorite words to say. but at the same time, I feel like there was so much going on, like also much more fun. Even when we filming compared to when you watch it, is way more fun. Of course, there's a lot of good stuff going on. Right now, it's been really dark. It's probably kind of a dark summer overall. But at the same time, you know, you want to see that. And that's what I always try to do, even difficulties in life. I always try to have a smile, always try to look forward. Even if it's like a downfall, you always look forward for the positive, bright light that there is on the end of the tunnel.
It really comes off like that completely. And I'll talk about Summer House more in a second, but you had talked last season on Summer House about missing your family and all of that stuff. And you finally got to do that family reunion. Isn't that correct? What was that the first time?
I mean, it was amazing. It's funny because it happened all really fast. They reopened the borders. My parents flew in right away. So I saw them during Thanksgiving of last year, and they came right away. And then at the same time, the same week, Lexi come back into my life out of the blue. After not speaking to me for months and months, she came back. So I was like in a really weird spot. And in the matter of like a couple of weeks, I organized a trip straight to Italy to spend Christmas with my parents.
Wait, within a couple of weeks, you already brought Lexi? You're like, yes, let's go do the family trip?
yes, there was something about her. That's why all like that moment for me, like realizing, okay, what did I do? Why did I let this person leave me and, you know, like step away from my life? This person was great for me. So when I got back with her, when she gave me the chance to explain myself and, you know, which she decided to break up with me in first place. It's just like things weren't clicking because I was like, there was a lot going on in my head.
Yeah.
When she gave me the chance to explain myself and understand, I was like, okay, I don't want to say let's move fast, but you know, I'm going to Italy. I would love you to come with me. Because also my parents were totally fine with it because they know how much I was struggling all these months that I didn't talk to her. So yeah. when she came back, they wanted to meet her right away.
Are we allowed to say, are you still with Lexi?
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, yeah. Well, wait, yeah, yeah. did they try to get you to bring Lexi to the summer house? And would you ever bring Lexi to the summer house? Because that sometimes is bad. That could be bad juju for a relationship, bringing somebody into the summer house.
You're right. You're totally right. I can see that. She's going to be, you're going to see her later on in the season.
Okay, we got an answer. Andrea will be back later in the season. That's so, because listen, dude, this is what I need. Listen, it is a dark season on Summer House. Are you watching so far? Have you been?
I haven't been watching full episode, but I've been watching a lot of it, so I know what's going
on.
Dude,
it's dark. And, you know, it's, I know. People are fighting.
And I think it's going to get dark because I've seen this in prior interviews and stuff. When I came back, I felt more darkness. And, you know, as you said, I always walk in with the libraries. I still did when I came back, but I felt a little bit more into my own dimension. No, into my own dimension because I didn't know what was going on. So I didn't know what kind of conversation I could approach. It was an awkward moment for me. I felt a lot of darkness. Which makes me really sad because I care about all these people. They're my friends and I'm cool with everyone. You know, I get along with all of them, and knowing that there is beef between them, it puts me in such a tough situation, and it's tough.
Last season, you had this great example of, like, Maya was new to the house, and she had that conversation where she was like, I'm not feeling completely welcomed. And then ever since that moment, you especially had made such an effort, and I mean, a natural effort, but I love seeing that huge hug you picked her up and when you saw her. I was like, it was so great.
I see Maya also like in, you know, the private life and stuff. I love Maya. She is a great person. And I think our relationship grew up a lot. I think also we spoke about it at the reunion last year. And I'm really happy because I was the first person to feel guilty that she felt unwelcome at first, because that wasn't the last of my intention. So I'm happy that we worked that on and, you know, we became closer. And we are friends. And, you know, I introduced her to my friends. She introduced me to her friends. So I'm really happy about the relationship that I have with Maya.
What is your normal day like in New York right now? Like, and what, I mean, like, so you chose not to film Summer House you're in a happy relationship. That's probably not going to go over well.
I was really busy as well because like I was working on my two brands and I was like going to launch Son of Wind. And I had to be in Italy. That's why last summer I was.
So wait, Son of Wind is the clothing company, correct? Son of Wind.
The clothing, yes. Okay. It is the clothing company, and you know it's all made in Italy. So it's just two of us, like you know, just me and my business partner Alberto, which we've been friends for 23 years almost, and so a lifetime. And I had to be there. So we were following the production. We actually had some issues with production, so we wanted to deliver the best quality product that we could in terms of like you know. Textile and everything. So I had to be there, but I was still happy that I was able to visit the summer house. And so my life is every morning I deal with that because of the time difference in New York. I got to wake up early, jump on a call with him, make sure that everything is all right. We're launching summer collection next week. So yesterday from far, I organized the photo shoot for the e-commerce. Because he's more into the production.
And you're more into the design.
Yeah, image, everything. No, he does like most of the design. We do the design together, but he takes care of like all that stuff, like because he's on field. So, you know, we touch base every day about it. But like in terms of like press, organizing stuff, you know, like PR, like we have the stuff here in the United States in showrooms. I take care of all the communication, which is also what I started at the university. So
I went on Son of Wind, the website, and it's beautiful. And this clothing you got, I mean, like, guys listening, you should check it out. But girls that for their dudes, this is like beautiful. I mean, like, I was like, damn, the outerwear on that stuff was like, I was clicking through everything. And it was like, this is like really awesome stuff. No, like, I mean, it's not a joke.
We've been really happy, and the feedback has been great. Basketball player and loving it. We had, I don't even know how many players wearing it, buying the brands too. And, you know,
do you have any Denver, also, Denver Nuggets? Any Denver Nuggets?
Yes, Pope. Caldwell Pope, which is playing a great season so far. I'm really happy for him. And when he wore it, I was so happy as well because, you know, and it's funny because sadly he got injured that game. Then he went back. So he went back to the locker room and he put his Son of Wind gear. So he had the camera all the time, like looking at the.
And, it,
at the
wait, and did, when he put it on, did it immediately heal his injury? I hear this is healing clothing that will heal.
He was playing the game after, so probably yes.
And then what's the other? If you have a tequila company or a tequila brand, what is the tequila?
Yeah, that's we've been that I've been working on that even from longer than Son of Wind, because there's been a lot of research, a lot of trips, like, you know, with Frank, which actually is known as the Milkman, and he was at the Bravo Clubhouse before. You know, he was a guest with Andy, so he has his ties to Bravo as well. And, you know, with Frank, we've been working on that a lot, because also on that, we wanted to deliver a really good quality product. You know, is made 100% of blue vapor agave. It's all from Mexico. It's really smooth, so you're never gonna do a weird face when you drink it. It like goes down like really good. Also, if you get it like on the rocks, it's like perfect. It's not, I wouldn't say it's for shots, it's more for enjoying. It's like something elegant, you know. Even the,
you know what, by the way, the that's bottle. How I think of, that's how you are, Andrea. You're meant to be enjoyed. You're not meant to just, you're not a quick, Kyle, I think, is a quick shot. Kyle, you need it, like, but you are a person to you enjoy, you know.
I mean, I think that is a compliment as well. I mean,
it is,
I appreciate that. I let's say that in all these business that I'm doing, I'm trying to put a lot of research. I'm trying to focus more on the quality than the quantity, which, listen, nothing against the quantity. It's just choices that you make when you start like a business. And for me, it's about the detail and trying to research the best and keep improving, because of course, there's always room for improvement. But at the same time, you try to focus on what you deliver to the public, because you want the public to be satisfied.
Yeah, and especially if they're
spending, yes, of course, and they're spending their money, they also, it's the same, exactly, long-term, even with the clothing. I'd rather do like something that you keep for years more than fast fashion. You know, people prefer fast fashion. I prefer something long-term that, you know, it doesn't get ruined. You know, you wash it, you keep it. It's like a piece, a lifetime piece.
Okay. Back to the summer house. We saw you crying at the Italian dinner last season. This time you brought an Italian dinner in, and Carl helped you prepare. You sit down and got, by the way, you guys, this is a really hysterical scene, because it's not sad and troublesome where it, you know, ends with like glass being thrown, but you guys, you guys talk sexy time, and you, yeah, listen, you are dirty. You are a dirty, dirty person. And by the way, Gabby loved it. Gabby was like gagged.
I mean, you know, I love, because Carr, a few times, even last year with the bondage party, he came to me and said, bro, I was so scared to do this. Because sometimes, you know, you got to do some topics with me that can be awkward, you know, because I like to talk about sex and other stuff. But then people enjoy it. And they
come they loved it.
Yes. And I love that. I love that they open up. I love that they enjoy, they embrace the conversation that we have. So it was a good dinner.
That to me is when I think summer house, like I always call it, like when summer house is firing on all cylinders, like, you know, the fighting is like whatever, but that's what I'm saying. It's like a great moment where everybody came together and was laughing with each other. And I think those are the moments, like if we can have more moments like that,
I agree.
It's going to make these other moments like, but at the end though, you guys, there's this really intense fight, which is another board, like a game that they're playing called Stir the Pot. Where did you run off and hide? I was trying to find you. Did you run outside? Like, where were you?
No, I actually stayed on the couch. But then, you know, I think Amanda went in her bedroom. The other people went upstairs. I stayed down, I think, with Carr and another couple people, because, you know, Kyle was like drunk in that moment. So it was like going on fire. You hear people screaming, crying. It was a really tough moment. And it was so late at night, you know, It was so late at night. We thought the night was ending right. Like we thought, yeah. I thought
everybody was happy.
Yes. I thought it was like going really smooth. And then boom, at the end of the night, a big turmoil. And, you know, it's what it is. Just crazy that that last question came like that, because everything was like fun and chilled before. And
yeah, I was like, oh no. And I, listen, I thought it was like a fun game. So I didn't realize Amanda was going to take it that personally. And then it kind of blew up into this whole other thing.
Yeah, me neither. But I guess, you know, emotion sometimes takes the best of us. So I think that's what happened. And yeah, I mean, it was a big fight.
How you said you speak, you know, you see Maya in your real life. How many other cast members do you see in your real life? And the other thing is, Paige wasn't there this episode.
She wasn't.
Well, she had a family thing, but I think she was scared to be around you because she still feels the passion and she can't, because she's with Craig and she's scared to do that because she can't trust herself.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm telling you, it's true.
No, I mean, let's say that I'm really close to everyone. I talk to Carr and Luke all the time, even if Luke is not on, but I miss Luke.
That's another dude I miss. I miss Luke so much. Yeah,
we talk all the time. I talk to Lindsay, and, you know, I love Kyle as well, because, you know, I like getting text out of the blue from Kyle and checking on me. We check on each other. So I love Kyle. I love everyone. And Sierra, of course. And I got really close also to the newbies, which, by the way, are great people.
I was going to ask what you thought of Sam, Gabby, and Chris. Did you like all of them?
I when I got there the first weekend, I was like, damn it. I wish I was here like more often, because they are a lot of fun. We clicked right away. And I know that if I was there all over the summer, we would have clicked nonstop. Chris, great dude. And Gabby and Sam are just like hilarious. I love them. Great energy, you know, fun. It's like, I kind of wish they were there the summer before almost, because they're like crazy. They're different than me, but at the same time, they have that genuine craziness, like good vibes. So, you know, I'm not following the details of other stuff that's going on with them, but the energy that they bring when I'm around them, I'm so happy like to spend time with them.
Would you ever, I was thinking about this in terms of Bravo, would you ever consider doing a traveling show to Italy for Bravo? Because I would love to see.
Absolutely.
I would love to see your Italy through your kind of like travel guide. I'm like, man, wouldn't it be great to do an overseas Bravo trip or something like that?
I even think a summer house, not spin-off, but like a different like summer. Yeah, yes. Because I'm telling you, first of all, from the scenic side, we would have got so many beautiful places, but I think everybody would enjoy. I think if they would come to Italy, we'd have such a surprising beautiful summer, and it would be like about like visit place, but also like a lot of fun, because I think Italy for fun is really underrated. We know how to have a good time.
And underrated, dude. I went to Italy. It was the best time of my life. What are you talking? I think everybody loves Italy.
Of course. I'm not saying Italy is a country. I think Italy as a country is amazing. I'm talking about the fun in terms of also like party, you know, like gathering with friends. I think it's really underrated, because we know how to have fun. And especially after experiencing the Hamptons for full time, you know, in the summer, let me tell you, I have more fun when I'm back in Italy in the summer than the Hamptons. Like when you go out, it's a
summer house Italy. A summer house Italy would be so on point. It would be amazing.
I think it would be great. And also people would enjoy watching it. And, you know, I would be my own dimension, so I can be.
Bravo. You know, I'll pay extra for that. I'll pay extra. I'll give you like $30 more a month. Bravo.
DM them.
Yeah. As we start winding down here a little bit, what did you do for Lexi for Valentine's Day? What did you do? Please say you did something good.
Oh, of course. You know, and it's funny because it was also her birthday a few days after. So, you know, I got a lot of gifts, cakes and stuff. Valentine's was like romantic. We were traveling, so I couldn't do the flowers as I usually do, because we were literally like leaving the day after. But we went to dinner. The only sad part that we are big into Mexican restaurant. I'm not going to make any names. I got the reservation in this really high-end Mexican restaurant, beautiful place here in New York. I was so excited for her to try, because I tried before. And, you know, we always have our go-to-go spot, but I wanted to like, oh, I'm taking you to this place. She got sick. our dish was bad. So I was like, oh my gosh. And she got sick. Yes. Oh, no. My dish was okay, but our dish was like, so it was a good Valentine's, really romantic. We spent great quality time, but the night time she got sick. So it was like a trouble night, let's say, because fortunately the food wasn't as good as I thought. So, and we always said, we're not going to go back. Like, okay, babe, we're never going to go back.
tough question. Are we getting to engagement territory? Are we getting to, like, I mean, what, how do you, like, when do you know that it's right? I mean, it seems like you already went through heck to even get her back. When do you decide if now's the right time? Are you thinking that way at all?
No, Lisa, Ryan, that was the old situation. Like, when I realized that I let this person slipping away from my life, even if it was her choice, I was like, what did I do? Because I thought I could rebound. I could cope with it my own way. You know, I've been in a relationship. You know, I used to have my good old days as a playboy in New York City, you know, having fun. But at the same time, when I met her, like, my life, my priorities, like, you know, change. And I started realizing that it was the right person for me. So we're definitely getting that territory. I don't know how soon, but at the same time, the fact that I'm spending time, the fact that, you know, I'm like changing my priorities.
You haven't felt this way about somebody in a very long time, you're saying, right?
No, I'm saying ever. That's the tricky part. That's the tricky part. And, you know, I've been in relationships. I dated some really great people. I can't
spend I mean, you potentially dated Madonna, if anything is to believe.
I mean, I told you that. I'm joking. But I met some great people, but the way that I feel about her and I felt in the past is completely different. That's the tricky part. And I'm happy that I'm, you know, getting to this new chapter and this new mindset and new territory, as you said.
I love it too. And it, you know, like, it just seems like you're one of those people, I think, that the audience wants to win, you know, and I think that's like the best compliment, because a lot of people on reality TV and on Bravo, you're like, that's a villain, that's a hero. And then the next season, they'll be a villain, you know, like, it switches, but you seem to have like rode this lane. And I was kind of wondering, just as somebody that likes to hear people's life advice and stuff, is there an overwhelming motto that you go through life, or what you've learned, or how you face a day, or like, what is your overwhelming way on how you look at life?
I try to look at it with positivity, of course, a roller coaster. And, you know, I feel like the more I get older, the more you realize a roller coaster, because, you know, also, like, unfortunately, the people in your life, they change us. Also, like, I've seen it with, like, I'm Italian, so I love my family, like, grandparents passing away and stuff. So you gotta, unfortunately, deal with that. But at the same time, I always try to keep positivity. And that's also why I love spending time with Lexi, because she brings me, like, positivity. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody that has each other's back, and you can.
I got to talk to this Lexi girl. I want to see you and Lexi together. I better see that on the Summer House, because I want to see how she is.
Of course. I hope.
Because the audience will tell you really quick.
I know. You're also going to see what they put on, because you never know. Because for like 3 days, so you never know what is going to be editing in, like the way that it is. But at the same time, I think you got to be surrounded by the right people, and then also look at the life with positivity, and keep like looking forward, and try to improve from mistakes, and deal with stuff with happiness and positivity. That's what I always do. That's why I like to be happy and bring happiness to the friends that I'm with.
Last two questions. As a kid, what was your dream? Like, you know, was this in your dream category? What did you want to do as a kid? What was the dream?
No, I wanted to become a broadcaster. I wanted, you know, to become a journalist and do TV. I didn't mind to do TV, but I wanted to be like a journalist on TV, like a broadcaster. That's what I wanted to do until like 10 years ago. And then, you know, when I moved to the United States, I got scouted, everything's changed, and, you know, I'm still here. So that was my first intention.
What do you watch on television with Lexi? I mean, I don't assume you watch reality TV, but no, what do you guys really watch? What do you guys watch?
We watch TV shows. We like mystery. We like, you know, mystery murders stuff. We like comedies as well, but action. We watch a lot of like that kind of stuff. And we are really into, especially I am, but she now is too, in really Rotten Tomato reviews, both audience and the critics.
Wait, so you guys go on Rotten Tomatoes and look?
Always. I know. I mean, at first she was like, kind of like, you're weird. But then she embraced it and she does it all the time as well. You know, Rotten Tomatoes is a must before you start watching something. I give credit to the audience ratings, but I give more credit to the
critics.
Like, for example, I was really shocked. We just watched Babylon, which was a
Babylon, that the Hollywood, the big 3-hour yes. movie, yeah.
And I think you have to have an open mind to watch. I loved it. I think it was a great movie. The critics weren't as enthusiastic.
I hear the last scene is insane. I've not seen it yet, but somebody said the last scene.
I think it was a masterpiece. I loved it.
Okay. Once
Upon a Time in Hollywood. I loved it. You gotta embrace the moment, the era. There's so much going on. The clothing, everything is so good. I think it's such a great movie. 3 hours for worth it.
Finally, Lindsay and Carl, they're getting so much heat. They're obviously in their own, they're in their love bubble, but you talk to them off camera and all of that stuff. Do you think they have what it takes?
On Saturday, we're going to dinner Saturday. I love Carl and Lindsay. Good.
So you like them as a couple.
I love them as a couple because, listen, let's keep the drama out of this because I don't even know too much of what really is going on, the drama, why there is so much.
Well, let me tell you. I'm joking.
No, but I know them as a couple, and I've seen from moment one till now, and I think, as I said multiple times, they got together the perfect time in their life, you know, during car sobriety, you know, car getting sober.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Lindsay doing a lot of, like, choices, which, you know, she reduced her drinking, and which, let me tell you, Lindsay drinking less, one of the most, it's so pleasant, you know, to be around. No, I mean, it's true.
No, you're right. I think this is interesting because when you do change your life in a positive way, sometimes that doesn't read on reality television as much as it does in your real life.
I think they're perfect for each other. They found them at the right time. They know each other really well because they've been friends for so many years. So I think it's a great match. And I'm really happy, and I can't wait to catch up.
I'm so happy you guys are going out to eat. Okay, so yeah. Andrea Denver, the show is Summer House, the clothing company, the tequila. I'm going to put all that information on the show notes, you guys. And the last piece of advice I have for you is that, listen, you're a good looking dude. We don't like to talk about it too much, but listen, what'll help you is don't come into the Summer House wearing a shirt and then only have one buttoned at the end. That thing was not, I was counting the button. No, that's not a style. And by the way, so for you, I got a shirt. This is my,
You're working out. I can't tell.
It was only $20 on Amazon. But anyway, I was just cracking up because I'm like, dude, just wear like a big parka. Just wear a helmet and a parka, and then nobody worries about your looks.
It was the Italian night. I had to dress up and look as Italian as I could.
Dude,
I get all the time. I should button myself a little bit more.
No, dude, you are such a ray of light. I really appreciate you doing this again today. Everybody loves you, and just thank you. And I'm so happy to see you back on the show.
Thank you so much, Ryan. I'm so happy. Thank you so much for having me. I had another blast talking to you as we did in the past. And, you know, I hope to be chatting with you really soon again.
I got to get your tequila, and I got to get some of your clothing, and you guys do too. So we'll talk to you again, okay?
Amazing. I'll talk to you soon. Ciao, Ryan.
Betches.